Yeah, over there in Antigua. Antigua, a great, great island. There's no doubt about it. The likes of Viv Richards, Curtly Ambrose, I think Richie Rich, some big, big cricketing names coming out of Antigua. And I'm sure Nathan Lyon is enjoying it. G'day, Nath.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Good. How's it started over there? You're playing a game currently?
No, we start tomorrow. So, it's been going really well. It's been great weather, but unfortunately started rain today. But hopefully that stays away so we can get some good hit out before the first test.
Is this the only match you'll play before the first test, Nathan?
So it's a three-day game, then we head straight to Dominica for the first test.
Jeez.
It's not a bad part of the world. Sometimes over there, Nath, the conditions are very different to, you know, the net facilities you get in Australia. Are they up to scratch?
They're a lot different to what we get back home, that's for sure. But it's what you get over in. That's the thing about playing in national sport. So they're going to be a tad slow and low, but it's a good challenge for the batters bowl. So that's all we can ask.
And Nathan, I imagine all the talk with the boys has been about Trevor Bayliss. You'll be looking for a new state coach. He's got the job with England. What's the feedback from the Aussie team?
It's probably just made our task of winning the Ashes a little bit tougher now. He's an exceptional guy and a great coach. So I know all the New South Wales boys have been sitting together trying to debate who may come up with it as the next New South Wales coach. But credit to TB, he's a great guy. And, so I wish him all the best. But hopefully he likes to start after the Ashes.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
Great opportunity, mate. Obviously, different conditions to England, but the two test matches to perform nicely before the Ashes. And I'm sure you're keyed up, mate, to get those offies out and take loads of wickets.
That's the plan. But main goal is obviously just to win the series, hopefully 2-0. So we've been training pretty hard, so we're looking forward to getting out there and playing tomorrow. So we just can't wait to get back out in the field.
And Nathan, is there a buzz about cricket? I know the Windies drew that series with England and they won that third test with inside 3 days. Is there a bit of a buzz again about cricket over there in the Caribbean?
It's been pretty quiet, to be honest.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting to see if anyone turns up tomorrow. So hopefully they'll get around it and come out and have a look. But I'm pretty sure there'll be a crowd there for the test matches. There was last time we toured here in Dominica. So it should be a good time.
Fawad Ahmed, mate, you got the leggy in camp. How's he travelling?
He's going really well. He's fitted into the group really well and he's trained the house down. So I know he's ready to go and he's been bowling really well. So it's a good opportunity for everyone tomorrow. So it should be exciting times.
Right, so we'll play the two spinners?
We are, definitely tomorrow.
Yeah. And what, one or two for the first test?
That's obviously up to I think Junior's coming over as a selector and obviously up to Buffin Pup, but we haven't even been in Dominica yet, so we wouldn't have a clue.
Nah, sure. But be interesting to bowl in tandem with him, I guess.
He's an exceptional bowler and he's had an outstanding Shield season. So we get the opportunity to bowl together and hopefully we can do a great job for Australian cricket.
Mate, it felt disjointed at the start at all, given that the IPL has only just finished and you've got guys flying in a little bit later. Watson, obviously, with the birth of his second, I don't think he's there yet. Has that been unsettling at all?
Steve Smith's still counting his cash, but he's training really well. But
half his luck.
But all the boys are, I think, what I get in tomorrow, so it's exciting time.
And I've always said the West Indies is a tough tour, particularly in a place like Barbados, Antigua. You stay at resorts, they're holiday makers over there, and you've got to focus. Is everyone focused?
Everyone's going pretty well, so it's been a good time here in Antigua, so we're looking forward to start playing some cricket and looking forward to the test matches.
Have they still got that bar, the Richie Richardson bar down on the beach?
We're not staying on the beach this time, which is disappointing, but I think a few guys might have popped their head down there, but no, I haven't seen it personally.
Oh, of course you haven't. No. Yeah, exactly the response we thought. Nathan, thanks very much for your time, mate. Bowl well in the three-day match leading up to the test match and wish the best to the team.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Play well, Nathan. Nathan Lyon there. It's an interesting tour. It really is. It's an amazing place. A third world element yeah. to it. So it's not all glamour over there, but Antigua's not a bad spot. I think it's got the most beaches on an island in the Caribbean.
It sounds good to me.